This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do mean, you know, I really am, I'd say touched, but you guys will make fun of me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, sending information, all of that, and, you know, texting and tweeting, or just even during the breaks or what have you, you send me all this stuff, and I do appreciate it. Whether you believe it or not, I do. So, anyhow, again, always a pleasure to be with you. Always a pleasure to be the... I love this. You know what? Melania Trump gets on the stage, and it's all over, right? Everything comes to a grinding halt, apparently. Life comes to a grinding halt. So, and I would imagine right now, not just the Facebook, but there's going to be all kinds of, you know, crazy stuff coming out of the RNC onto that interweb thing and bringing it to its knees. So I didn't catch this myself, but apparently His Highness, not my Highness, His Highness, Mr. Obama, has decided that if the cops would just be kinder and gentler, everything would work out, right? Yeah, didn't we get that? We got that with that other nut job, the peanut guy. Yeah, Carter. So Obama says cops will be a lot safer if they just admit that they have a problem. What is this, Cops Anonymous? The guy's a nut job. Let me see. We can add a new chapter to the annals of divisiveness, or I should say divisive anti-cop rhetoric President Barack Obama has embraced over the past 7.5 years. Now, on Monday, just one day after the three cops were ambushed, killed in Baton Rouge, ambushed and killed. You know, it's funny how when he perceives that a young black boy has been, or a black man, or boy, either one, has been killed, right? And there's no real reason for it in his mind, not everybody else's, but his mind. That's okay. That's just terrible. It's a terrible thing. But when cops are ambushed and killed, it's not such a terrible thing. How many, you think about it, there's been 12 ambushes this year. He came out this weekend. He spoke at the Dallas funeral, but he couldn't help himself, couldn't control himself. I'm telling you, he's going to wear a mouth diaper or something. Sorry. He couldn't control himself. Think about it. Had to come out and talk about not gun control, but how police departments, you know, there is racism running through police departments. Not the place for it. Is he that dull? Yes, he is. I'll answer the question for you. Don't think too hard. So anyway, One day after three cops were ambushed and killed in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the president suggested that if cops admit that there's a problem, they will be a lot safer. No, they won't. You'd have the BLM people that you'd invite over for lunch afterward. You'd have the BLM people bouncing off the walls saying, I told you so. And what are you going to do about it? Right? So if police organizations and departments acknowledge that there's a problem and that there's an issue, again, like I said, what is this, Cop Violence Anonymous or something? Then that, too, is going to contribute to the real solutions. Now, Obama said, as I said yesterday, that is what's going to ultimately help make the job of being a cop a lot safer. No, if you would come out and denounce this violence, if you would come out and stay on it. See, think about this. When you sit there and constantly call out the violence against young black men, the violence against the cops increase. Can you tie the cable, the cord there? Can you figure that out? You open your mouth, you talk about the cops killing young black men, and cops get ambushed at a higher rate. Cops get killed at a higher rate. Hello? Anyway, 8 cops have been killed in anti-police attacks just in the past 10 days. Some of them we haven't, you don't even know about yet. Now, the president also took the opportunity to praise Black Lives Matter. No. I just don't want you to think I misread that. The president also took the opportunity to praise Black Lives Matter, the group cited by Dallas cop killer Micah Johnson, as part of his inspiration. In his statement, I guess he wasn't really part of the group, even though he looked to them for the inspiration. He looked to them to give him courage. However, one little Christian white boy, or one who claims to be Christian with a Confederate flag, kills 9 people in a church. All Confederate flags are condemned. All Christians are condemned. And 9 people are dead. Oh, God. I keep calling it, the logic of the left, the logic of the loons. And it ain't logical. We already know that, though. The president also took the opportunity to praise Black Lives Matter, the group cited by the Dallas cop killer, Micah Johnson. Now, I'm going to save this for after the break. This is good stuff. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, thanks for being with me today. I always appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm looking at some Facebook stats, which I think is hilarious. Because I know there's some people curled up in a corner somewhere, not knowing what to do with their lives because they're having trouble logging in. Let me see. Some areas are considered that 40% of the country, well, 40% of the people registered on Facebook are experiencing total blackouts. They can't get to it all. The 51% of the people trying to log in are having problems. Twitter's getting, I mean, just a whole bunch of stuff going on there. Gee, the RNC is causing that much trouble?
Wow.
That's good, I guess. Doesn't bother me at all. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. I think it's hilarious. But, and the RSC should be causing, they should be causing them trouble for themselves. So, I don't know. What was I talking about before the break? Oh, I know what it was. Takes me a minute to catch up to myself, but I'm there now. Thank you, by the way. So the president says, Mr. Oblamo says that if cops were just, you know, does he think this is like an AA meeting? You sit around and go, yeah, I'm an alcoholic. Hi, I'm Joe. I've been an alcoholic for 57 years now. Yeah, I've been drinking since I was born. Started using a nipple. Then I went to a... Eventually I bought one of those hats with two cans, you know, and I modified it so I could have five cans on there. I mean, really, this is how ridiculous this is. He thinks that they would just come out and admit that there's a problem, admit that they have issues, that this would all, it would make it better. Because then the BLM people go, well, they admitted it. As they were done, time to disband. Come on, this is craziness going somewhere to happen. Obama said, as I said yesterday, if the cops would say that this is an issue, then things would get much better. But this is the part that I love. The president also took the opportunity to praise Black Lives Matter, the group cited by Dallas cop killer Micah Johnson, as part of his inspiration. How does he do that? How does he, you know... He spoke out against the Christians at one point in time, saying, well, you know, you can't forget their history, what they caused and what they did. Forgot all about the Muslim history, but that's okay. You know, after all, he is a professor of the Constitution, so I can't question him. And he's a black man, which makes it even harder to question. So, he's going on with Black Lives Matter. Why doesn't he say to them, but you must be careful with the power you have. You must be careful with the people you're speaking to because you're causing people to rise up in violence. You need to denounce that. Did I miss that speech? Because I don't pretend to know everything like some of these other people. Now, the abolition movement was contentious. The effort for women to get the right to vote was contentious and messy, the president said. I'm sorry. I missed the whole sentence. The president took the opportunity to praise Black Lives Matter group, cited Micah Johnson as part of his inspiration in the statement. He compared the group to abolitionists and the advocates of women's suffrage. This shows you how demented some of these people on the left are. You know, they're taking credit for ending slavery. I'm sorry. Who did we just read ended slavery? The Republicans ended slavery, not the Dems. The abolitionist movement was contentious. The effort for women to get the right to vote was contentious and messy, the president said. There were times when activists might have engaged in rhetoric that was overheated and occasionally counterproductive. I don't know. Were they ambushing women and killing them in the street? I don't know. I'm just asking because, I mean, he says it's the same. Right? Were they ambushing, now we know that were they ambushing abolitionists and killing them in the street? But the point, he said, was to raise issues so that we, as a society, could grapple with it. The same was true with the civil rights movement. Yeah, I am sure if Martin Luther King could send us a message, it would say, great job, keep up the good work, right? Are you nuts? I'm telling you, his message would be simple. I gave my life for this? With a question mark. This is not what that man stood for. This is not what that man was looking for. For anybody to equate what's going on with BLM to the movement, to Martin Luther King's movement, you're just lying. I won't even say you're being disingenuous. You're just lying. To cover your tracks, to make it look better, I don't know. But it's wrong. This whole mindset is wrong. This just in, I was going to say it, but I want the ticker tape. You know? Anyway. Nobody would know. You're right. Yeah, that's so stupid. I always like saying, somebody just handed me a Rolodex card. In Germany today, yeah, because they got their act together there. Merkel's got it all together. She knows what she needs and wants. That's disgusting. There was a bloodbath today. 19 are hospitalized by a 17-year-old Afghan refugee wielding an axe and shouting, "Praise Jesus." No? That wasn't it? Oh, Allahu Akbar. I don't see the outcry by the president. I don't see the outcry by any leaders, actually. Now, this was on a German train and rampage before police shot him dead as he fled the scene. Now, the attackers went on a rampage on a train near Würzburg. He only targeted 15. He got two bonus, I guess. The 17-year-old was gunned down by armed police after fleeing from the scene near the city of Würzburg, not 70 miles north of Nuremberg, in the south of Germany. As many as 19 passengers needed hospitalization, while three victims are fighting for their lives after being attacked with the cutting and stabbing weapons. I guess we're going to have to ban those two now, right? We see, no, Europe's going to have to go without knives and trucks and guns. And what? Oh, axes, too. Yeah, I forgot about that. Man, this is getting tough. As many as 19 passengers needed hospital treatment, right? Now, three of them are still fighting for their lives. Eyewitness said that the train, which had been carrying around 25 people, looked like a slaughterhouse after the attack. I got a picture of it here. Not one, I'll give it to you. Well, be careful when you look at it. There's blood and pieces all over the place. But hey, just think about it. This young man simply had a job, right? And a hug. He would have been fine. Show him a senior house. This is the real side. Be back in just a few minutes. I got to go throw up.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Back. Don't have so much appreciate the time you spent with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And laugh at me. It's all right. I don't mind. Always appreciate the time you spent with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Again, you know, if you're not part of the conversation, how do you get the other side of the issue? How do you know what guys like me are thinking? How do you know how to make fun of somebody like me? Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there, up on the website. Now, look, the a young man, what is he, 17 years old? An Afghan refugee who obviously is a Christian. Religious fanatic, religious guy, whatever. He was shouting something like, something I've never heard before. Allahu Akbar. But they haven't decided whether it's a religious attack yet. Okay, hacked up 19 people. Three of which are in serious condition. Now, somebody said the inside of that train, right, looked like a slaughterhouse. I can only imagine. The man who declined to give his name said that he saw people crawl from the carnage and ask for a first aid kit as other victims lay on the floor inside. The onslaught started at the on the train from, a city in Würzburg. This is a service stop at Würzburg and Heidingsfield. As well as three critical injured victims, one other passenger is believed to have non-life-threatening injuries, while 14 others suffered minor injuries or shock. The attack was eventually shot dead by police. You know, and again, I'm not there, so I don't know what took place or how. But with 25 people in the room, one guy, he had an axe, right? So one guy, we couldn't throw something at him, we couldn't be rushing him, doing whatever. I mean, I know who's going to be up front, who's going to be first. I get all of that. But I often wonder, how does stuff go so far? I mean, are people just in it for themselves trying to get out of there? And again, I'm not blaming. I'm just asking the question here. The Interior Minister of Bavaria State said that the perpetrator was a 17-year-old Afghan who had lived in nearby Ochsenfurt. He's not yet been named. It is quite probable that, this was an Islamist attack, said the minister, adding that the attacker shouted, Allahu Akbar, which is God is greatest. A police spokesman added, shortly after arriving at Wurzburg, a man attacked passengers with an axe and knife. Three people have been seriously injured, several others lightly injured. That's a new word. It's like lightly seasoned. I mean, the big difference between the two. That's true. Well, Germany. It came out of the UK. Okay, they're trying to translate it, I guess. But you can't say anything. Think about it. You still can't say anything. You still can't call it what it is. Yeah. What if he was yelling praise Jesus, though? Do you think they would have hesitated to say it's obvious that he is of the Christian faith? I'm just asking. Yeah, the perpetrator was able to leave the train. Police left in pursuit. As part of this pursuit, they shot the attacker and killed him. There were no further details on the circumstances of the teenager's death. They may not adhere to the same rules we do, though. Just because he's a minor doesn't mean that they're not willing to give the information. Now, train services obviously is halted. Authorities have said the attacker entered Germany as an unaccompanied child refugee. Do we have any of those in this country? So he's an unaccompanied, and you know what? Maybe, just maybe, if I start reading a few more of these stories, maybe it's not that the areas they were leaving were crime-ridden or dangerous for them. Maybe they were the problem. Right? Now that they've left those cities, they're more than safe, and they don't want them back. Now, it says that the local media is reporting that he had lived with a German foster family for 2 weeks, having previously lived in a refugee camp. The Bavarian Interior Ministry confirmed that police had shot and killed the attacker, and a special task force has been dispatched to look into the matter. What's to look into? He had an axe. He killed a bunch of people, yelling praise God, his God. I'm sorry, I don't understand what's to look into. What is that thing? If it quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, smells like a duck, it's probably a duck. Yeah. Unless, of course, you see a pig with lipstick. It's not a woman. Really, seriously. Germany had thus far escaped this kind of large-scale jihadist attacks. See, but only you guys, you think you're immune to this stuff. Not here. Right? But you're going to see more and more of this happen in Europe. Because they're not doing anything about it either to speak of. They're not rounding them back up. They're still kind of hanging back on this. In May, a mentally unstable 27-year-old man carried out a similar knife attack on a regional train in the south, killing one person, injuring three others. Early reports suggested he also yelled, Allahu Akbar. Police later said, well, there's no evidence of that. He's currently being held at a psychiatric hospital. Germany, ready for this one? Germany let in a record 1.1 million asylum seekers. Now they're asylum seekers. Syrians were the largest of the group. Afghans were the second largest. And they're still letting them in. Now, the refugees have fallen sharply as they, you know, try to come in. The border has been closed at the Balkans because they're trying to work out the Turkey issue. Whether they're going to have mashed potatoes or green beans, I don't know which. In April and May and June, the number was around 16,000 each month. Wow. Now, a year before that, this is only a fifth of the monthly amount from a year before. Now, Bavaria is governed by the Christian Social Union. It's the sister party to the Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservative Christian Democrats, which I don't get. I mean, they're not. How do they attach Christian to their, like, Angela Merkel? Her party's the Christian Democrats, conservative Christian Democrats, yet they don't allow homeschooling in Germany. And part of it is they're afraid of the religious indoctrination that will be done. So how are you part of a conservative Christian group, but you don't want your kids to be taught about religion? Just asking. The CSU has been loudly criticized for Merkel's welcoming stance towards asylum seekers, a split that threatened the unity of the ruling coalition in Berlin, sent the government's approval rating plunging. It's also lent support to right-wing populist party. It's an alternative for Germany, which is founded as a Eurosceptic protest party. Eurosceptic protest party. God. Now mainly rails against Islam and Germany's refugee influx. It currently polls at more than 10% and is represented in half of Germany's 16 states, as well as the European Parliament. Now, whenever something like this happens, I love how the people on the left go running and saying, no, you can't blame the religion for this. And the people on the right originally want to go blame the religion for this. Which, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that the right isn't incorrect here. Because if the guy is, I know some of you were saying that when these people yell this, that they're not speaking for Islam, and we've had this discussion before. But when a Christian guy goes in and shoots up a Planned Parenthood, you want to blame all Christians. You're quick to blame that hating Christian group. I just think you're a bunch of cowards when you don't do the same for them, when you don't hold them to the same standard. I think I'm allowed to do that. So if you're not going to hold them to the same standard, why are you holding Christians to the same standard? I don't understand. I'm so confused. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side here on GCN Live, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me and being involved in the conversation. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And you really do have to be involved because you get information, you hear what's happening, and you make decisions that way. So anyhow, again, always. I got to play a couple of clips here. I usually don't do this in the very last segment. I don't take calls in the last segment usually. I don't really respond to you guys in the chat room that much in the last segment. But I love the stuff that's going on, especially with the loons on the left. Right? So you got to hear this. Some of you may have already heard it. I don't know. But you've got to hear this loon on the left. Do I want to do that one or I want to do the mother? I should do the mother first. But the woman who lost her son, I can't remember her name. in Benghazi. And you got to hear, oh, Patricia Smith, whose son Sean was killed in Benghazi. You've got to hear her comments at the RNC. And I think they should, just truck out these people that Hillary has hurt directly all through her career. Right? The 12-year-old, was it the 12-year-old girl? Was she the one that was raped and Hillary got the guy off and all that? I mean, I would just, all of them. I'd bring them all on stage. I'd give them all the mic for a few minutes. Listen to this mother. You can tell, she has, you know what? She can't put this to bed. She can't get past this because she can't get a real answer. She doesn't know what happened to her son. This is wrong.
We lost, that night, we lost sons, brothers, fathers, and husbands. We lost four brave Americans who made the ultimate sacrifice for the country they chose to serve. And the American people lost the truth. For all of this loss, for all of this grief, for all of the cynicism.
Not a dry eye in the place. Everybody's wiping their faces. Because not that she lost a son. Because people lose sons every day of the week in the military. I'm not even saying that's acceptable. But this woman has gone through the torment of believing that the people she voted for, the people she put in office at one point, said they would find her son's killer. They would fix this. They would make it right. She'd been nothing but lied to.
The tragedy in Benghazi has brought upon America. I blame Hillary Clinton. For the death of my son. That's personally.
Now, should she blame Hillary Clinton personally for the death of her son? I mean, we have a commander-in-chief. Where was he during all this? Now, I know I would blame her too. Just to start it off so you don't get crazy with me. She had received tons of requests for more security. Most every other sane nation pulled out of there because there was no way, they knew there was no way to protect and support their team there. Not us. No. We don't want to give the appearance that there's anything wrong because appearance is much better than anything else. Remember that old thing that Billy Crystal used to do? You look marvelous. I feel like crap, but I look marvelous, don't I? That was his favorite thing all the time. Yes, I see. Don't you do them either. I'm just gonna have fun with this in the last segment here. I don't know if I want to call it fun, but when you talk about the loons over there at CNN and how they approach everything, I don't know how these guys. Sheriff David Clark really went to town. I can't think of this fellow's name on CNN, but I'll get it in a minute. Lemon? What's his name? Sean Lemon. Don Lemon. Yeah, he's a lemon, all right. We got to listen to this little exchange here. And these guys, they have no foundations. They have no guidelines. There's no sure. You know, think about something. If everything in your life was gray, nothing was sure in your life, you'd be these people too, wouldn't you? Let's see if I can get this working.
Our breaking news tonight, 3 officers dead, 3 wounded in Baton Rouge. A really tough day for Baton Rouge and for the country, really. Here to talk about how to keep our police safe is Sheriff David Clark.
Now, they never agree with this guy. They don't like him. They never agree with him. I don't know how. I don't know why they keep asking him on.
Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, he is going to be speaking at the Republican convention tomorrow night. Sheriff, thank you very much for that horrific day. I spoke to the heads of the Sheriff Department, the Police Department, and the State Police down there, and they told us how their hearts were reeling. Their message is peace and coming together in the country. What's your message?
You don't believe that for 1 minute, do you?
That their message is?
Yeah.
That's what they said to me.
Okay.
I should have put this up on the screen because He looked dumbfounded. Lemons looks dumbfounded. Because, you know, the sheriff looks at him very sure, sure of his words, sure of what he's saying. And Lemons like, how do I get out of this?
Yeah, believe them.
Any protests over the deaths of these cops today in Baton Rouge?
I don't know that.
Any riots or protests over the police officers in Dallas, Texas?
I love him.
What are you asking?
It's a pretty simple question.
Anybody would like you at three, Lemon, can figure what he's saying to you. I love this guy.
I asked you if what's your message to the people. Their message is one of peace. What is your message?
My message has been clear from day one, 2 years ago. This anti-cop sentiment from this hateful ideology called Black Lives Matter has fueled this rage against the American police officer. I predicted this 2 years ago. So what I want to know,
with all due respect, do you know that this was because of that?
Yes, I do.
The law enforcement office?
I've been watching this for 2 years. I predicted this. This anti-police rhetoric sweeping the country has turned out some hateful things inside of people that are now playing themselves out on the American police officer. I want to know, with all of the black-on-black violence in the United States of America, by the way, when the tragedies happened in Louisiana and Minnesota, you know that 21 black people were murdered across the United States?
Was there any reporting on that? A black officer who was killed today.
I love it. If you're watching live, I actually have it up on watching live now. I love he will not let him go. He will not let this go. And it's time we start calling these loons on the left. We need to call them out on this. You cannot let them get away with this any longer. Seriously.
Sheriff, please, let's just keep the volume down here. So, I understand. I'm looking at three
dead cops this week,
Sheriff,
and I'm looking at five last year. Are you trying to tell me to keep it down?
Yes, please. We can keep it civil. Because the message to people at home, I'm sure you want, is one of civility.
I wish you had that message of civility toward this hateful ideology. These purveyors of hate.
I don't know what my message is.
What I want to say to you is, these people preach
virtue we'll be right
in the
back.
Name
We're
of
go to
hate.
And we'll be right back. Are you going to let me talk? Back on live with Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. We're here live in Cleveland. You're set to speak tomorrow night. And again, all I want to do is have a conversation. I can't have a conversation with you if we're both talking at the same time. What it sounds like to me
is that you're accusing
me of violence and supporting something, a narrative that I'm not necessarily in support of. And if that's what you're accusing me of violence, then you can leave. That's not true. I don't support violence of any type against police officers, against anyone. So if you're accusing me of that,
right now,
you're welcome to leave. But if you want to have a conversation, I am more than willing to welcome a conversation with you. I don't disagree with you about there is a narrative across the country that could be harming police officers. But we don't know right now, as if someone who's in law enforcement, if that was the actual cause of it. Go ahead.
Let me ask you this. Do we know that generally the American law enforcement officers are racist? Do we know this?
Go on.
I ask a question.
Do I know American general law enforcement are racist?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone is accusing. If you're insinuating that people are accusing or saying that law enforcement across this country as a whole are racist, then your assumption is wrong.
First of all, this whole anti-police rhetoric is based on a lie. There is no data, and you know this. There is no.
All right, we're running out of time. I'll put this clip up on the website. You got to see this. You got to see it all the way through. This is exactly what the left does. When you hit them with a whole bunch of facts, they're dead. They got nothing, and they don't know how to fight back. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me tonight. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, tell your friends about the show, your loved ones, your unloved ones, all kinds of things happening. We will catch you again tomorrow.